I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, in turmoil. At the same time, Iran represents a major cyber threat. I learned this from Annie Fixler, who is the Center on Cyber and Technology Innovation Research Fellow and Deputy Director for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. There's some special language here, which Annie will help us, but we begin with something that is very romantic sounding at first, but it defines what Iran is learning how to do. Annie, a very good day to you. Thank you. What is, what was, what does muddy water represent? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. So muddy water is the name that we have given, not we personally at Foundation for Defense of Democracies, but we sort of the broader cybersecurity community have given to a particular APT group. APT stands for Advanced Persistent Threat. They are often affiliated with a nation state. It's a way to designate a particular group of hackers so that you can say this group of hackers tends to use these techniques and tends to target these kind of victims. And this other hacker group tends to use other techniques targeting other victims. So Muddy Water is a particularly pernicious Iranian APT group that is affiliated with the Iranian government, meaning it gets its direction from the Iranian government. And Muddy Water, it's the name has been around for a couple of years. I think it sort of has to do with the way that it's a little unclear sometimes why they're targeting who they're targeting. They muddy the waters.
Yes, the record shows that they attached Israeli companies in the fall of 2020 with, again, we need technical definitions, ransomware. What is that, Annie?
Right. So ransomware is a particular kind of computer virus that the particular thing that it does is it encrypts data. So it takes a system and basically locks the user out of it. So some malware is used to spy, to watch what you're doing. Some malware deletes data. Some malware encrypts data. What encrypts data we call ransomware, because usually what the attacker tends to do after they've encrypted the data is ask you for money and hold your data at ransom until you pay. It has been used perniciously by criminal actors just to make money, because it is an easy way to make money by holding people's data at ransom. They will then pay, the criminal makes some money and moves along. There's not a lot of, there's not a motive besides financial gain.
However, here's the twist. Muddy Water is suspect of having used ransomware to mask its real intentions. How so, Annie?
Right. We're seeing that from a number of actors, Muddy Water being one of them, where a hacker can use ransomware because ransomware is sort of the virus of the day. So they use ransomware, and it makes the victim think that it is a criminal actor. It might make the responders, government or private sector mitigators who would come in and try to fix the system, they think it's a criminal. So they're going to behave differently than a state actor who might be there, who might be in a network to, again, spy, collect information, you leverage information for other purposes besides just financial gain. So disguising what you're doing is valuable for hackers who can then get away with additional things, take additional steps, because the defender is looking in the wrong direction.
And the muddy water operation of the fall of 2020, I'm following Annie Fixler's reporting, resembles an attack launched by an APT out of Russia in 2017, not Petya, illustrating that Iran is learning from bad actors who are in league with it. Is that how to see this? They imitated Russia, their training?
I think so. I think that's the best way to understand what's going on in cyberspace writ large. It's a little hard to see from a non-intelligence community perspective. So using just open source information, not classified information, I can't say that Russian hackers are training Iranian hackers. What I can say is that Iranian hackers seem to be imitating the capabilities and successful tactics of Russian and Chinese and North Korean hackers. They, Iranians in particular, but a lot of other groups, look at what's successful and try to imitate it. Most of the time, the individual viruses that they use can be replicated, or they can sort of understand the techniques. It's the strategy that's getting replicated that I think is particularly dangerous, because it means that any advancement by one can be imitated and then sort of rising sea levels raise all boats, or that expression, which I have butchered. But
what we have here is Iran learning, whether it's learning purposefully and directly from other bad actors, whether it's imitating, bragging on the dark web, bragging to each other. And what I what comports with this is your report that Iran is using its university centers to find talent for its cyber crimes. This, that you include a quote from the FBI director, Christopher Wray, that Iran's Ministry of Intelligence has, quote, recruited highly educated people and turned their cyber talents into tools to exploit, harass, and repress their fellow citizens and others deemed a threat to the regime. Is this new, Annie, over the last couple of years, or has this been going on longer?
It's somewhat new, although it follows a pattern of behavior. If you think about what the Soviets did during the Cold War, they were, you know, IDing enterprising scientists in their universities and recruiting them for the Soviet nuclear program. It's the same kind of behavior. A government, I mean, for good or for bad, in this case for bad, wants to recruit out of good universities. So the U.S. government will want to do that as well, and has lots of programs that support STEM education and cybersecurity education, because they want to develop those capabilities for good. Our adversaries do it for evil.
The question is, Iran learning, and learning what? I have three categories. The question is, how good are they? There's one is disinformation, misinformation. Two is supply chain interruptions or supply chain attacks or spying. And three is the most threatening of all, penetrating critical infrastructure. Is can we grade Iran on those three possibilities today, 2022, not when they started a decade ago?
I don't know that I can give them a letter grade, but I can say across all of them, it is the Iranians are improving, and that's what's dangerous. Historically, Iran has been a much less sophisticated actor than Russia and China in particular, but also even North Korea. But we are seeing improvement. And I worry that we underestimate Iran's capabilities, both in the disinformation space and in the what are called cyber offensive or cyber attack avenues. So sort of your attacks of critical infrastructure and those sorts of operations, as compared to operating in the information space. In both cases, Iran is improving, and we underestimate Iran at our own peril.
Let's give an example of the scale and the risk and also the dare of the Iranian operations. Microsoft, you're reporting, a 2020 Iranian operation revealed by Microsoft targeted 100 people to attend the Munich Security Conference. I could guess those 100 people are all read into the Most Secrets Act everywhere. So we're looking at a major target. That looks ambitious, and Iran did not get away with it, we think, correct? We think that they were blocked or at least found out.
We think so. And the problem is any successful penetration of one of those individuals might be very high value. As you said, these are folks with lots of access, with lots of knowledge, with lots of contacts. So getting into one of their particular networks, reading their emails, or for instance, would give you a lot of information, would give Iran a lot of information that we would want to stay secret. Whether there's no evidence for, in that particular case, that they breached classified networks. So I don't want to overstate, but there's a lot of really useful information that's all, you know, unclassified. So Iran getting access to those particular individuals who are affiliated with think tanks or still in the government has a lot of value.
Over time, Iran has stumbled when it has used operators whose English is not excellent. And they've been identified because of poor grammar. Although, Annie, I think to myself, if I regarded everyone with poor grammar on the internet as a spy, I would not be reading the internet whatsoever. So I just mentioned. But in any event, you say that Iran is getting better. They have natural English speaking online, or that they've trained up a segment of their Ministry of Intelligence to proofread.
Yeah, and I think that's dangerous because it's very easy to spot a phishing email if it doesn't sound like it's written by, if someone is pretending to be your friend and it doesn't sound like your friend, you can spot it's a phishing email and you can delete it more easily. If the email looks professional and uses the right terms, if it's writing to you and looks to be a professional opportunity, maybe they're offering a job or I don't know, speaking engagement or whatnot, you might be more likely to open that email and click on the link because it looks legitimate when you first read it. When it's riddled with typos or just the grammar or sort of that doesn't feel like someone, you can sort of tell it in your gut. It feels a little bit wrong. And so the better hackers are imitating real people, the more dangerous they are and the more able they are to penetrate some of our initial reactions.
What is to be done? Annie Fixler of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, identifying Iran's growing sophistication on with cybercrime, cyber espionage. And when we come back, punishment and offense. I'm John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.